Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. Well, I hope you had a great, wonderful, and fantastic day on yesterday, and here we are for a brand new, bright, and energetic day, another day. I can't wait to see what the possibilities are. Well, I'm Coach Lalisa, also here with our coach, Cassandra, the possibilities coach, and we have an exciting show for you today. Isn't that right, Cassandra?
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to this show with our special guest, and I'm sure she's coming on the line any moment, and I am excited, Coach Lalisa. What kind of upcoming events do we have going on?
Well, we have, again, we want to welcome each one of you to the show today, and we are going to hope that you stay with us for the entire show because this one is truly, as the young people say, is going to be banging. I'm telling you, our guest looking over, our special guest has done some exciting things, and we can't wait for you to hear about them. And as always, we'll take your questions, so make sure you stand by, get ready to hit that number one key so we take your questions. And I just want to make sure that our guest does get on the lines because we know the lines are going to be filling up. And I believe our guest is on the line, so I just want to make sure that she stands by. But I definitely want to say good morning to Adele, good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning.
Oh, hey,
good
Adele.
Morning.
Hello, Cassandra. How are you? Good morning.
Fine.
Good morning, good morning. Well, just stand by. We'll get back to you in 1 minute. Don't go away. I just want to tell everybody and remind everybody about our two upcoming major events. We have the Power Up Your Possibilities webinar number 2, so the second webinar coming on April the 22nd, so please mark your calendars because you don't want to miss out. I know some of you were not able to get on last time, and though you can go and still hear it in the downloads, it is in archives, so for those of you who didn't get a chance, please contact us, and that's on Tuesday, April the 22nd. So definitely make sure you get on in this because this is a movement. This is a way that is empowering men and women across the world, across the globe. And then, don't forget, on the 29th, that's when we have our power lineup of all of the powerful dynamic experts who will come and empower you and teach you how you can also be very powerful. And that will happen on April the 29th. So don't forget, lock it in, put it on your calendars, put a sticky note reminder on your refrigerators, on your dashboard in your car, at your computer screen, because you don't want to miss out. You're going to be infused with such power, much like what you're going to hear about today. And that's right, I want you callers calling in on the line this morning. I put a couple of pictures out on Facebook. For those of you who know now that we are also going live on the Christian Social Network, don't forget to create that account. What are you waiting for? You should have that account up and running. It only takes about 120 seconds. That's all, just a few seconds, and it's done. So you just got to go to mycsn.org. And a shout-out to my boy David. Yes, David Knight, we love you. We thank you for that, giving us that space on there. We have our own chat room there, so don't forget. Also, on Facebook, you can hashtag Power Your Possibilities. That's right. It's about you. We want you powered up so that you can produce and dig in and go deep into all the possibilities that are waiting for you. They're waiting. So get going. It's time to power up all of the entrepreneurs that tune in each and every morning. We thank you. That's right. Call in 347-945-7991. Don't miss it. Get on the line. We're going to take your calls later. And back to you, Cassandra.
Thank you so much. What an exciting day. Again, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. And we're all about inspiring and motivating you to go to the next level. If you've been with us for any amount of time, you absolutely know that. So listen, call a friend, call a family member, call an enemy, call everybody. Tell them to get online and check us out or connect with us on Facebook. We've got so many ways to connect with us. And don't forget about our hashtag, Power Your Possibilities. Hashtag Power Your Possibilities. And people are writing their thoughts and their comments regarding how they are powering up, or if they have questions, hey, connect with us. We are available to you. And I want to give a shout out today to Robert George. Yes, you know, sometimes I like to look on your pages and see what's going on. Well, listen, Robert listens to or follows one of my favorite people, author Ralph Morrison. He has something called The Daily Motivator. So check out The Daily Motivator online. And he was talking about imagine the best. Imagine the best. He says, the life you live is first lived in your imagination. Wow. Every step you take is imagined before it actually is taken. This is very powerful. You could imagine absolutely anything. So remember to use your power wisely. What you imagine is well on its way to happening. Now that's a wow. That is a wow if I ever heard one. So be careful what you think, you know. But most of all, if you're writing that vision board, if you're making your request known when you pray, you're going to look up and find your dreams are coming true. And I especially wanted to read that with bringing on our guest today. Her name is Adele Van Donsel. And I know it sounds close to Van Diesel, but this is Van Donsel. And she was born in Manila, Philippines. She is the oldest daughter in her family. And she got married, and she moved with her husband to St. Louis. Her husband, I believe he was in the military, a manager at a nuclear pharmaceutical company. That's what happened, and that's how they ended up meeting while he was there. and she is an Asian American commercial and print model. She's a voiceover talent and actress. She has appeared in commercials and print advertisements such as Dove, RCN Cable, Ottawa University, Siemens, YMCA Metro St. Louis, and she is now on the billboard, on a billboard on I-270 right here in St. Louis, Missouri, and I-55 area as YMCA's healthy role model along with her children. And she's also represented by the Azalea Agency and AFTRA Franchise Talent Agency and Hoffman International Model and Talent Agency. And as a healthy role model, she landed her second Fox 2 News TV appearance and interviewed by Randy Naughton. In 2012, she appeared on KMOV-TV, Channel 4 in St. Louis, as one of the participants in the 26th Annual American Thanksgiving Day Parade. And her first appearance on Fox 2 News came when she was interviewed by Anthony Chico about the fight against human trafficking in the Philippines. She also has appeared on ANC News, reported by Tina Monzon Palma, as one of the visitors of Batne Bata, which is a child watch, 163, along with her husband and closest child, who was 8 years old at that time. So we want to welcome. There's so much more to read about you and Adele, but we're going to go ahead and get started with Adele Van Donzo. Welcome to the show. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Cassandra. Thank you, and good morning to everyone.
Listen, you might have to get a little bit closer. You're sounding a little faded, so we want to hear you real good, Adele.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Perfect.
Listen, I first met Adele when I did my first pilot for my television show, and she came and she participated. And I tell you, this is such a story of inspiration. Adele came here from another country, and she is on the fast track, what appears to be the fast track of fulfilling her dreams. She used to teach, and now she's modeling. So, Adele, tell us how that happened. Tell us how you got on this track of being from a stay-at-home mom, and now you're modeling, you're doing TV. How did that happen for you?
When I was in the Philippines, in Manila, I think I was a college student at that time, and when I said to one of my friends upon school break, I looked up on the billboard, one of the billboards over there, and I said, someday I will be one of those, and I wanted to be on TV. And my friend was like, she looked at me and she said, well, how are we going to do that? I was 19 or 20 years old, you know? So it took some time, and I became a mom, I became a teacher. But the dream was always there. I finally acted on it. Yes, the dream never dies.
Wow. So 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago, I think you told me that you started moving in this direction? So what did you do? You picked up the phone and you called someone. How did that happen?
I started with acting on that dream of mine about a year and a half ago, and I started to, like, you know, take care more of my body, my health, and, you know, I worked out, I started living, eating healthy stuff just to get myself all prepared for venturing into this new, from teaching to being in the entertainment industry. It's kind of like, you know, they are different. So I just wanted to be sure I'm ready when I actually do it. And now I'm here, and it's been a great, great experience, and still I'm experiencing wonderful things, and I really enjoy it, because now I finally was able to act on my dream from, like, when I was a teenager. It did happen, and it was possible. Yes, that's the whole point of this.
Awesome, awesome. I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much. And I understand your
youngest son. I've been watching you on your page, your Facebook page, and I'm telling you, he is a ham. He recently, if I understand, got to, he auditioned for a part or something was going on. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm very good in sharing on Facebook, but I'm not quite that confident in person. I still have to work on the confidence in when I'm with people. But I think being in this industry, it will definitely help me to be more confident and, you know, to be out there more outspoken, which I'm really still not. But I'm very good behind the computer and typing. I'm trying to transition to getting, well, I start out with like transitioning into films, independent small films, student films. Even I love student films, and we try it with me and my husband, sometimes with me and my children, or sometimes by myself. And you gotta start somewhere every time you venture into something new. But I'm very, very fine with that. And although St. Louis is really not your acting center, but you know there are many talented people out there, and if you can just take a look and see what we have to offer, you know, we're right there making
wow.
the move. Yes, thank you. It's
that
true.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now tell us, you know, so many people struggle with losing weight, and
absolutely,
I know you needed to how much weight were you trying to lose?
Well, when I was in, well, I moved from Manila to Florida in Tampa Bay, and when I was younger, I was always like skinny, but then I got married, I got kids, I gave birth. And, you know, the call of family and home. And so I lost a lot of weight. I am actually a petite person. I'm actually 5 feet only. And at that time in Florida, I was, 130 pounds, which was very heavy for my height. 130 pounds, and I had to do something about it when I moved to the Midwest. And I just started enrolling at the local community gym, and aside from the gym, though, I also changed my whole diet from drinking soda to just water all the way, and, you know, from eating junk foods every time I watch TV, or if ever I watch TV, anything like sitting at the park or watching my kids play, I used to like eat junk foods and cake and cupcakes, all those delicious things. It's sad, but, I mean, they are very delicious. But, you know what, you have to have – I try to, like, condition myself to have discipline and consistency with what I'm doing. If I really wanted to lose weight and be healthy, I do actually have a high blood pressure as well. So it is very good for me to be in the path to health, to good health. So I did what I did. I watched what I eat, and I stayed consistent with it. And continue to work out. And consistency and discipline are the keys, in my experience. So it has worked out really great, I think. And I'm happy about it. Very happy about it.
Well,
I feel
awesome,
happy.
Awesome.
I feel great. Yes.
That is so awesome. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to go after their dreams? There are people
absolutely.
Out there
absolutely.
That are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
What motivational statement would you make to them? What would you say, Adele?
Coming from a different country, coming from the Philippines, which is 9,000 or 10,000 miles away from the U.S., from the USA, I wanted to say to everyone, to all your listeners, and whether here or abroad, that if they have dreams, their dreams can always be a possibility wherever they are in the world. It doesn't matter whether they are in the Philippines or they are somewhere else. Their dream, if they have a dream, rest assured that it can be a reality. You just have to make sure that you stay very focused and determined, and you work hard, of course, to achieve your dream and to never give up. Because, of course, in this industry of commercial acting, commercial modeling, print modeling, voiceover and stuff, there are many other talented people who do the same thing. And I have experienced far too many times when I go to an audition, I will not be chosen as one of the people in the production. And I'm fine with that. I go to the next one. I don't get heartbroken. Although you wanted to be chosen as one of the models or the actors for a particular project, I don't dwell on it so much. I move on. I stay positive. And I always say, you know what, if I don't make it to this audition, I will make it to the next one. You know, you got to keep that spirit alive. That's what I do. Just go on, and rejection will always be a part of anything in life, whether you're teaching, whether you're an engineer, or I have, my brothers, they're engineers, and my dad, they're an engineer. And, you know, rejection will always be there. It's just a matter of perspective, like how you look at things. You know, you can either be miserable, or you can either choose to be happy and positive about your life, and, you know, you will find that success will be there. Hard work,
yeah.
Determination, and, of course, perseverance. You have to, like, you don't want to entertain any negativity at all, or else you will be sad. No one else will be sad for you. You're the one bringing sadness to yourself by entertaining that idea of, you know, negativity and sadness. So just keep on going, because things will always be bright on the next one. Just have the hope, the faith. You know, obviously I have a very, very strong faith. At that time, my friend was, like, looking at me really weird and saying, how are you going to do that? And it's like, it took a long time before I actually see that dream come true, but it did happen. What I'm saying is it's always a possibility. So, you know, anything can happen as long as you stay focused and work hard on it. It can be anything in life.
Awesome, awesome. So you're telling folks to stay focused, go after your dreams, don't let rejection keep you from moving forward. And I tell you, because I've worked in sales, what they've always told us is every no is getting you closer to a yes. And instead of looking at the no as a personal rejection, you need to look at it as maybe, you know, people, without saying it, really mean, well, maybe not now, let's do it later, today's not a good day. So don't let no mean that, you know, you just absolutely can't. You know, I've heard many people tell me no, and later on that day, that week, that month, that year, they'll come back and they'll say, hey, why did you do blah, blah, blah? So it was their idea, and I'm just like, oh, sure, let's go for it. I don't get mad and say, well, when I came to you, blah, 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 you didn't want to do it, and now I don't want to do it with you. No. You got to keep a positive attitude. You have to keep a positive outlook, and something Lalisa and I like to say is power up and kick it. And when we say kick it, we're talking about kick discouragement, kick distractions to the curb, kick anything that is in your way, in your mind, out the way so that you can accomplish your goals. And make a vision board, make a plan, look at what it is that you want to accomplish, and every day try to connect with people that are doing what you want to do. Wouldn't you find that to be true? Adele, are you still out there? You're making phone calls. You have an agent now working with you. Is that correct?
Yes. It may take, it took me some time because I tried to be in this industry since I was in Florida, but, you know, as I've said, you might not see that dream come true in, like, that time that you wanted, but if you just stay on with it and not quit, it will happen. In God's time, it does. It always does. I mean, I believe in that, and it did happen, even though it took a long time in my case, but it did happen. That's the important part. It did happen.
Awesome, awesome. You are such speaking such an encouraging word to us.
You're very
right. Yes, being with us. And we've got Coach Lalisa on the line. I'm sure she's waiting to ask you some questions.
I'm so anxious
to talk with you also. And Coach Lalisa is what we call the power coach. She comes in packing it, you know, trying to empower people and helping them go to the next level. And I'm the possibility coach with both life coaches. And if there's anyone out there you need help accomplishing your dreams or to get going, you know, we do offer complimentary coaching session, and we are the dynamic duo for coaching, the power coach and the possibility coach. So we want to power your possibilities and help you do what it is that you want to accomplish. And we're getting some great testimonials, Adele, about people accomplishing their goals. They enjoy listening to the program. So, folks, we appreciate you calling in, making comments, and tell your friends. We want to keep this going. And so we're going to take some phone calls in a few minutes. But are you ready? Ready, Power Coach Lalisa. Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much, Adele. Thank you. I just want to thank you for coming on here, sharing this powerful, powerful message about how a person can have a dream. I heard you say you had this dream since you were a teenager, but you didn't let go of it. So I'm so happy for you, Adele. And I also want to congratulate you. I see that you recently celebrated 11 years of marriage. So congratulations, not too long ago, right?
Yes, I celebrated my, well, first of all, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you? And yes, I just celebrated my 11th wedding anniversary with my husband, Mark, on February 6th, and it was a great time. We got married in the Philippines, actually.
Wow. Good for you. Well, you know, I've just been enjoying your level of information that you've been sharing. I mean, just the fact that you had a dream and you did not give up, and how you got into, you know, modeling and showbiz, and, you know, what your goals are. And you sound like you believe that all the other things that you want will happen because you've seen a very important dream that you had as a teenager come true for you. And I saw, you know, some of your pictures, and congratulations on your billboard. I saw your billboard with, I think, some print ads that you're doing and doing for big major companies. I mean, that is so wonderful. It must be great. But we are going to take a quick break. So Adele, please don't go back. I have to take this commercial break, so I want to get into asking you some more questions, and I don't want to get sidetracked, because once I get started, it's hard to shut me up. And the phone lines are lit up. When we come back, why don't we come back and we'll take some of their questions. And so, people, don't hang up. Don't go away. Let's listen to this powerful commercial by one of our advertisers.
It's time
Thank
to
you.
Bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan, and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
All right. Well, thank you for standing by. We are back, and we're ready to take your calls. Dale, it's just been so amazing just, you know, looking at the things that you've done, the projects you've worked on, some of the TV shows interviewed on, and I just love this fact that you are letting those listening who know that your dreams are valid. Now, I took that from Lupita Nyong'o from the movie 12 Years a Slave, as she did. I did watch the movie. She did a phenomenal job. Yes, she did. If you didn't see the movie, please go and watch it. But our commercial that I just put out is also by a phenomenal young lady. And just to let you know, we do have a space for commercials and advertising. Please contact Cassandra or myself if you would also like to have your event, your business, or your service aired right here. So, Adele, you're in commercial, so I know you know something about that. But our phone lines are absolutely lighting up, and I don't want to miss their call. So let me open up a caller. This is for people who have a question for Adele. She's an actor. She travels all over the world. She's from the Philippines. Her daughter, actually, does your daughter compete in horse racing, Adele? Or does she do that for a hobby?
My daughter Faith, who's my middle child, I signed her up for formal equestrian English equestrian lessons, and it's not well right now. I don't think it's a hobby for her because she signed up for like the formal English equestrian lessons, like the actual structure and curriculum, and she's 7 years old. Yes, but the thing with her is she's been asking me since she was 5. So 2 years is like she's been asking me for 2 years, and I finally said, okay, sure, 2 years is 2 years of a wait is enough. It's a great thing for girls, to do, I think.
Wow. So that's got to be awesome because you know a lot about having a dream at an early age and being able to live it out. So, you know, that's great that your children get to be raised by parents who understand the importance of having that dream. So let me take our first caller. Thank you. Beautiful pictures I saw on your page. Let me open up area codes. Yes, God bless, God bless. And you say her name is Faith?
Yes.
What a beautiful name. God, I have faith. My sister's name is Hope. Faith and Hope. How about that? Okay, area code 678. You are live with Adele Von Doncel. She is our special guest today. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and go right ahead with your question or comment. Okay, area code 678. I know sometimes when people are on hold, it takes them a minute to get their phones off mute. Area code 678.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kathy Howard.
Good morning, Kathy. Yes. How are you? Another one of our phenomenal guests.
I was just listening, and beautiful job that you're doing. Wonderful job.
We're having a hard time hearing you, Kathy. Not sure what happened.
It's something, you know, it's too late. My phone will come out. You all come right ahead.
Okay. We'll come back to you because it sounds we can't hardly hear you. Let's open up area code 973. You are on the air with Adele Von Doncel, and you can ask a question or comment. Go right ahead. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Valerie Fullylove, and I'm calling from Orange, New Jersey.
Hey, Valerie. Awesome woman of God. God bless. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
God bless.
Valerie, yes. Talk. We're listening.
Okay. First of all, I want to congratulate Adele on her major accomplishments and never giving up. Also, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed your testimony. And also the fact that I think it's very important that you said that you never give up. And I also think that sometimes when we want our dream to come. We're really not ready for it. And I think the process kind of prepares us, you know, the journey kind of prepares us for the dream coming true. And Adele, I'm wondering if you would agree that had maybe you obtained the level of success you have now, that you may not have been ready for it.
I'm sorry, I did not quite understand that.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that you had this dream since you were a teenager, but
yes.
It didn't happen until years later. Do you think that maybe had your dream happened when you were a teenager, that maybe you might not have been ready for it?
Yes, I absolutely. I think it's all a matter of like when it's the right time. Like I call it in God's time. So. I find that even when I moved to the United States, I tried when I was living in Florida, it still did not happen. I got a lot of rejections, and I guess it was not the right time during those times.
Right.
But
so I think that's kind of an encouragement to people who have not realized their dream yet, and they think it's been a long time and it hasn't happened yet, to keep hope and keep continuing because maybe it's just not the time.
Yes, I did feel bad during those times because it's been many years of trying to get in the industry, which is, I don't know anyone from the inside, and it was really hard. But
mm-hmm.
I had to just keep the dream alive and keep on working at it. I'm very, very persistent. I guess
absolutely.
In a way that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the journey is just as important as recognizing the dream because it kind of matures you and prepares you for
absolutely.
Whatever
yes.
God
the
is going to give
you. The word that we bet as well, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And again, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank
totally
you.
Appreciate
thank you for listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. By Lisa and Cassandra, thank you so much for what you do. Cassandra's my new Facebook friend, and I appreciate the shout-out. So you guys have a blessed day. I'm on my way to work, and, you know, my prayers are with you for your continued success.
Hello.
Hello.
Not a major
yeah.
project. With
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you all know that Valerie Fully Love, who yes had to run off to work, but we are going to be working on a major project together. She has pulled together a team here in New Jersey, and we are now members of. And she's heading up a chapter here in New Jersey, the National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment, Inc., NAFAM. So I am excited. Valerie is also a playwright. She is a director, and she does fabulous work. She's a writer, author, and probably many other things that I yet don't know of, but she's a beautiful person inside and out, and I'm so honored that she would take the time to call in this morning to the show. So thank you so much, Valerie. I know you have to go, but we really, really appreciate you. And, yes, Valerie is responsible for the pictures you saw on Facebook that I posted where I was hanging out with none other than the phenomenal Johnny Walker. Many of you know her from her works with a lot of people, just put it like that. I'll just make it short, Jay-Z. Everybody knows Jay-Z by now, Jay-Z and LL Cool J. So imagine, oh, and the movie, The Help. She helped with that, so I'll just say that. So that'll let you know. I would have to go through her whole bio, but phenomenal woman. You can just Google her, Johnny Walker, and you will find out the rest. But Valerie Fully Love is responsible for that meeting. And if you're my friend on Facebook, you saw the pictures. So we're definitely moving in a new direction for whatever reason. And now to have Adele, to have you on here, I think you make a complete set for us. We now have commercials as well, people who are doing major commercials on a major level. And so I really appreciate Coach Cassandra for inviting you on the show, and we wish you so much success, yes, in what you're doing, Adele. But I would just like for you, and you and Coach Cassandra and Valerie was absolutely correct to say that the fact that you would tell people, you know, not to give up on your dreams, that's a great point to say that, yes, it sometimes it takes a while, and it has to take a while. And people need to definitely know all the pieces. The earlier you get started, the sooner the better it'll take you to get to your dreams and you can live them. But I want to see if our other caller is ready now. Kathy, are you now ready for your question? Are you in a better place now, Kathy Howard? Okay, so maybe she'll call back. Go ahead, Kathy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I was willing to ask Adele, at the age when she left home to pursue her dream or when she left to pursue her dream, what was the life obstacles or was there any obstacles that she faced when she was pursuing it, and when did she actually discover when it opened up for her? When did she know that she was in the right place?
Hi, and hi, how are you? Thank you for that question. And when I moved to America, actually, it was because I got married and I had to live here, start a new life. My husband is from Florida. And I became a mom. I have three little kids. So that kind of got in the front of the line, those things, home life, married life, kids, the daily activities involved in motherhood and being a wife. But I did work in Florida as a teacher, and then I eventually started my own business, a small daycare, which I love. I do love teaching also. But so the whole dream of being in the entertainment industry during those times kind of got in the they kind of got put in the very back. So, but the point that I said earlier in the interview was it never died. It was always there. And somehow I just said I really wanted to be on TV, you know, doing commercials, acting, and playing different characters or whatever. So I still acted on it. But when we moved to St. Louis because of my husband's job transfer, I had to, like, do something now. I was like, I'm in my 30s. If I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? So I always ask myself that question. I just have to work at it and still remain focused. And the key words really are staying focused, discipline, consistency, and be ready to face all those rejections that will come, because I experienced a lot of them. I experienced a lot of rejections on the way, and they discouraged me for some time, but I just had to be strong about it. I have to be just very strong and keep my mind on the direction of where I want to be. It's kind of a challenge, though, you know, because in any part of your life, when a person gets rejected, it kind of puts you, like, on a pause. Like, it makes you sad, which it happens to me, but I have to fight that. I really do.
Right.
And so far, it's been, yeah.
When did that big break actually happen for you?
Well, in the entertainment industry, I know a lot of people may or may not be familiar, but in order for you to be, like, doing commercials or print ads for companies, endorsing things or what have not, the first step is to find a legitimate or modeling agency, which is you go to Google and you research on that whatever state you live in. And yes, even though in St. Louis, where I am, it's not as much as the other, like New York or L.A., but there are still legitimate talent agencies that represent talents. And, of course, be mindful of the ones who are scams, because there are many out there as well. So that's kind of like a challenge to find the real ones as opposed to the fake ones.
Right.
And they will, and you submit your work, submit your pictures, and prepare yourself for all those things, entertainment industry, and you just wait for that call from that talent agent to see if she or he will say, hey, I'm interested in representing you, welcome to my agency, or hey, not this time, maybe you can try in 6 months, or maybe you can try in a year, which I have also experienced. But then
right.
once I have an agent, then, you know, she sends me to auditions, she sends me to projects where I go to audition, and then that's, as I've said, there's so many other talents as well, even in St. Louis and in Kansas City, and we go to auditions, and it's a tough, the whole time frame of waiting for who they will cast in a project is very, it's always like making me nervous, because you always wanted to make it to that round of audition. You always wanted to pass the audition when you do acting or when you do modeling. And, you know, sometimes you book the job, sometimes you don't. You just always have to be on the lookout for. And since I live in the Midwest, it's very, very nice that I can travel, like Chicago, to other cities, nearby cities, and Kansas even, Kansas City. So I travel for my job. So you just have to be out there doing these things.
Are you planning on staying in the St. Louis area, or are you going to be leaving, or are you just your, that's your residing home at this present time?
Well, right now I travel. Well, I do travel, and I stay here, but it depends on, like, if the work becomes more and more, I don't know, but I am a wife and a mom of three, and they're still in school, so that might be a challenge, but that's why right now I just travel, because It's not as the St. Louis entertainment market is not as is not really the center of the whole acting and modeling. We know that, but there are work available, and since I know that it's not that of the center of the entertainment, I travel. Like, I even travel as far as Atlanta, Atlanta, Georgia, which is like 8 hours drive. And
what?
People, there have been people that approached me and said, doesn't that get you tired? And I said, well, it's a long drive, that's true, but anything in life that I do, if I am happy and I really want it, I don't even think about the time. Yes, it's a long drive, but I don't get tired because I want that. So it's that drive that is inside that, you know, I am happy doing what I do. And I'm very, very motivated. And I actually am happy about where I am now because I've acted on it finally.
Right.
So, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So, right now, because I'm from
the St. Louis, East St. Louis area, and I left there in 2011, October. And now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's why because I know that market is really, really scarce there. And like you
Absolutely.
Said, for you to travel out is really awesome because I was there, and I was a radio, television, talk show host, so I know
mm-hmm.
that market is very thin. And, you know,
Absolutely.
For you to get jobs and have to go out, you know, you would have to go out to pursue your dreams, and that's what I'm doing now, pursuing my dreams, because I'm out now, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just opened up a studio that actually produces
things. Absolutely, yes. And so you have to, like, if this is really what you want, okay, fine. Then be prepared to, like, if you are in a place like St. Louis or any part of the Midwest, well, we know that it's not, there's work, but it's not as, like, a constant, like Florida or New York or LA. But be prepared to travel, which comes with the whole part of being in the industry. And if you're happy doing that, then you're in the right path. I mean, you have to want it. You have to really want it. Or else it becomes more of an obligation or... I don't feel tired when I drive. I drive to Kansas City 3 hours one way and even to Atlanta. And I'm happy. I don't feel any negative. I'm actually energetic when I have a project. I don't think of the distance at all.
Wow, that's awesome. Great testimony. I love it. And you just
Thank
keep
you
on
much.
Keep doing it because you're going to you know, you're pursuing and persistent is really opening up a lot of doors, and I can see you have an agent now, and that is really awesome. That is awesome because you would need
Thank
an agent, a forerunner to take you to that place.
Absolutely. I tell that to some of the people who wanted to be in this business and who think that they can be some of them, they think that they want to be freelance, well, which is fine, but in my situation, I for commercials, like for you to show up if you want to be the one to show up on TV or in print ads, like magazines, newspapers, whatever, endorsing different company products, you must have an agent because they're the ones who bring you to this project. And for safety, you have to trust the ones that are legitimate. And so that, because there are many out there who are scams, who take your money and don't, there's a lot of that story also. Just be careful and read a lot because it's available on the internet, all the resources, who's the scam, who's not, who's real, who's not.
Right.
We don't, yeah, especially the young people who want the same dream, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for even asking me. I love this radio show, and I've met Cassandra, and she's wonderful.
Thank you.
If there was anyone else waiting to talk,
just
yet? Or?
Yes, absolutely. We love having you. We love having all of those who are listening and tuning in. Thank you so much, Belle, for coming on to the show. We have we're winding down. We just have a few minutes left on the show. Thank you to those who called in with your questions. We so appreciate it. We possibly have time for one or two more questions. I just wanted to see if Adele had anything else that she wanted to share, how people can follow you and keep up with the projects that you're working on or get in touch with you. Should they have any, questions beyond this, they have any actors coming up that they want to cast you for? We have several producers who do this show. We have booking agents now that we're connected with that will be on the show if they're not on today. So, Adele, can you go on and give us any information that you would like for us to have? Thank you.
Yes. I have some things lined up and things lining up.
Feel free to share anything with us.
I will be, anyone in Iowa, if you have listeners from that state, I will be there on May 3 judging a pageant, and it will be a National American Miss Iowa 2014. So if you guys have Iowa listeners, I'll be there on May 3. I'll see you all on May 3 in Iowa. And my son is on rehearsals right now, some local community theater for some play. And, well, but I'm taking a vacation at the middle of May, so
I don't blame you, Adele.
Just for a little
That's
bit,
right.
And I'll be back. It's hard to leave when you're, like, right doing all these exciting things. You know, you want to be on the energy, the same energy
yes.
as you are, absolutely. But
yes.
we need to, at some point also, everyone has, it's nice to get the chance to recharge, to refresh,
yes.
and come back even more energetic.
Yes. Adele, I so agree with you, and I so appreciate you coming on. You're from the Philippines. I teach at a couple of local community colleges here in New Jersey, and a lot of my students are from all over the world. We have a very diverse population, and I can't wait. You just don't know how I can't wait to get to college. I can't wait to get this class and show them or let them listen to this broadcast and hear from you. Many of them coming here haven't been in the United States very long, and I'm sure they have dreams just like you, and I can't wait to let them know that their dreams are valid, that their dreams will come true if they don't give up on them. So I so appreciate the fact that you are sticking to your dreams. You're not giving up for nobody. You're not letting any obstacles stand in your way. You got your, and congratulations again to your husband. I'm married as well, been married 24 years and just recently, like a week ago. So I know it when you have a family and you, you know, everything you do, you got to do it with them in mind versus sometimes when you're single, you can just up and run and jump and go and do whatever you want. But when you have a family and children, a spouse and children, and now everything you do, you have to run it by someone else. So every dream you have to pray that, I don't know about you, Adele, but I know I did, every dream I have to pray that my husband also feels the dream and or wants to, you know, allow me to live my dream, because when two come together, now it's not just you. So that is awesome. Congratulations to him.
We're actually, go ahead. The same in that aspect, because in my morning prayers, I always actually pray for him first, that whenever he goes to work, that he just like have a great day with everybody else around him, and he accomplishes what he needs to accomplish at his job. And of course, because I'm a mom of three kids, it's not as easy as if I was single doing modeling, and I'm very, very, very thankful that he allows me this, like, to pursue this. And when I have a shooting or an audition coming up, he actually watches my three little kids, and they're very playful. They're at that age, 9 years old, 7 years old, and 3 years old. So I'm very grateful that he helps me out when he's at home and I have to go somewhere for my job and or travel. He's there. He supports what I do. Thank you. That is a big plus.
And that's wonderful. I saw the picture.
I imagine if I have a husband who doesn't support what I do, oh my God, I feel like it will be hard to pursue it, because I'm a married woman, and I always also have to consider what he thinks and feels. It's not just about what I think and feel anymore. It's always it's both of what we both think and we both feel. It's different when you're married.
Yes, it is, and people need to recognize that, because a lot of people, I've seen it happen where people were single and they just wanted to be married so desperately, and then they didn't realize, but their true purpose had not been revealed yet, and then they end up sometimes marrying the wrong person that doesn't go with their dream, and they're not, like I remember Dr. Martin Luther King, his beautiful wife, Miss Coretta Scott King, she was a great, I think she played the harp or some instrument. She was a powerful, very gifted and talented musician, that she put all of that on hold to walk in her husband's dream of being a great activist and civil rights leader and preacher and everything. So, you know, sometimes people have to remember that if you're willing to put your dream on hold, that's up to you. But just know that, you know, you want to be clear on that. I just thought I would bring that out, since you are married. And since I'm married and I know what that feels like, and I know that some people are single. And so, well, we're almost out of time, so people can follow you. You have an event. Did you say in Iowa?
Yeah, in Iowa. Oh, and I did forget to say my website. It's my website, adelvandonzel.com. And if they're interested in having me for their, you know, project or any local or out of state, they can contact my agent. It's actually on my Facebook personal page. I don't have a public figure page, but I do have a website, adelvandonzel.com. Or they can contact my agency in Missouri. It's Azalea Agency, Mandy Morris. And in Kansas, it's Hoffman International Talent and Model Agency. And for all Southeast, hello there, including Atlanta, Georgia, and parts of Florida, and all Southeast Tennessee. If you're interested in having me there, you can contact my agent there for all Southeast Acting and Modeling Work, the Avenue Agency. They're all great. Those three, I love them. I love my agent, Kara, Mandy, Melinda. I hope. I don't know if they're listening, but I'll tell them about this program, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you so much again for coming with us. Thank you for those of you who were tuned in. Thank you. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, out there meeting all of these wonderful, awesome people and gets them on the show. I don't know how she does it. I'm just going to call her Coach Magic Johnson. No, not Johnson, but McKissack. Now I see where Magic Johnson got his name. He was like magic on that course, on the basketball course, on the basketball court. But individuals that are listening, don't forget to follow us on Power Your Possibilities. Don't forget to get your free MP3 of powerful power-up motivation so we can motivate you to live your dream, discover your dream. Again, if you want to connect with Coach Cassandra or Coach Lalisa, you can do it on Facebook. Don't forget our webinar coming up on the 22nd. Don't forget if you're going to be in Iowa, go tell all your Iowa contacts, tweet it, Facebook it, that Adele, you've heard how powerful and dynamic she is. This woman has come on this radio this morning and rocked this mic. She has her own business. She is an entrepreneur as well. She is a actor. She's her commodity, okay? If somebody could say, well, she's an entrepreneur, yes. And she's an actor. She's a model. And she's a mom and a wife, too, and probably many other things that we didn't get a chance to hear about in this short time today, but we'll have her back. Adele, would you come back on another day after May 3rd, maybe, and share with us about the pageant?
Oh, yes, I would love to. I love pageants. I love judging pageants. As you can see, Cassandra has met me, and she said I'm very tiny. I'm a very, very short woman. So I love to see all these beautiful, talented ladies and share them with you all the experience of judging a state beauty pageant.
Please do, Adele. Please do, because I judge a couple of local pageants here at a high school in New Jersey, University High. So they're 7th graders to 12th graders, and I've done that 2 years in a row, and it's phenomenal. So please, I would love to compare notes with you to see what it's like to judge a pageant at that level. So I can't wait to hear and compare some notes with you and also take that and share it with the young ladies that I work with, and maybe in hopes that one day they'll make it to a state level a pageant. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, and on one last note, I did, as for the business part of this show, entrepreneur, I was for many years, well, I still am. When I pay my taxes, I pay as a self-employed. So anyways, I was for a long time an owner of a business in Florida. I run and operated and I taught from kids 0 to 5 and sometimes 8, 9. So daycare, a licensed daycare, very small.
Wow.
But, yeah, and I had consistent clients and families who actually they were sad when I left the state. So
wow.
I had a very great time doing the business. And I once a teacher, always a teacher. And I do love that. And it never goes away.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
wow.
My long background. So, yes, I'm an
That's
interpreter.
Another story. That's
Absolutely.
Another whole show.
Very, very
now we got to bring you back on to talk about that.
Absolutely.
That is so cool. Well, Cassandra, you did it again, lady. Awesome guest. We thank you. We thank everyone
thank
for
you.
Tuning in. Yes, thank you so much, Adele, for coming to share your morning with us. I hope you had your cup of tea or whatever you drink there or you know, your orange juice and everyone. And, you know, we're going to just make this a tea coffee morning, you know, on the air with Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa and all our wonderful other people calling in. Thank you for your questions. Thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in. Thank you for Valerie calling in and others that are on the line that you didn't get a chance to ask a question this time. And I think Coach Cassandra, I'm not sure if she jumped off. Coach Cassandra, are you still with us? I know we both have other projects that we have to run off for, so looks like she may have had to go on another way. But again, Adele, so we can reach you online. Go to her Facebook page. She has a Facebook page. All the people that are serious about wanting to connect with positive, motivating, and empowering men and women, let's connect on Facebook. You know, we're not about shenanigans. We're not play. You know, we're about serious motivation, empowerment. We got people like, you know, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, Mr. David Knight, Mr. Pranita Ewing, Ms. Shaquita Morgan, Ms. Deidre, we got Ms. Deidre, we got Danielle. Thank you, Danielle, for those banging flyers. Oh, my goodness. I'm expecting a call from Oprah any day now. Thanks to you. And thank you, Coach Susanna, for connecting us with her. Thank you to Lori and Robert and all
Valerie.
Yes, all the Valerie, David Knight. Thank you, David Knight, for CSN, Christian Social Network. Oh, tomorrow, my goodness, listen, you all better set your alarm clock. Get up early. Tell all your people. Tomorrow we got we got the prophet coming on tomorrow, John Hart. You better get ready for this. Just looking at that flyer, honey, you don't want to miss that show. And, again, go to Adele, A-D-E-L-V-O-N, Vaughn, Donsell, D-O-N-S-E-L.
V-A-N. V-A-N.
Van. Oh, Van. Oh, not Vaughn. Van. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Adele, Van. Gotcha. No problem. Adele, Van. V-A-N. A-D-E-L-V-A-N. D-O-N-S-E-L. .com. So go check her out or check us out. And thank you. I can't get over you. You stayed with us the whole time. You are such a blessing. So we just pray God's continued success over you and your business. Kathy, over you and your business. Bernita, again, all the others who are tuned in to the broadcast and those names that I didn't call. There are many people who tune into this show, Ms. Serena Washington and others. We can't do this without you. So we appreciate you. And Coach Cassandra, I can't say enough about how happy I am that I've connected with you and we're doing the show together. You are truly a blessing. Have a wonderful day.
I can tell you, to God be the glory, and have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, baby. Yes, we're going to do it today.
Nobody can say that like Coach Cassandra.
Thank you.
I don't even try. Thank you, Coach. Now I know I'm ready to get my day started, right? I'm on my way to a women's conference here in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where I will be speaking on the. I will be speaking this morning on the topic of release your power, and I will be going and sharing with people how a little woman can come from the Philippines with a dream. Oh, I think that rhymes.
Right.
The Philippines. A dream, and she came here, and she's making her dream happen. And so I think that I thank you for coming on this morning. I think I've just got that much more to add to my talk this morning about people who have released their power, people like you and Kathy and Cassandra and so many others and David and various people. And I want my list to go. You know, I never even realized that I'm getting a study done and wasn't even trying. I remember one of the persons I admired was Dr. Kimbrough, real quick, that he did a study of what makes the great great. And I'll never forget, he says he interviewed everybody from Condoleezza Rice to T.D. Jakes. So here I can say I've interviewed everybody from Adele Van Donzel to Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Don't tell me things won't happen. I got my own study of what makes the great great. But I'm going to say I'm going to be talking about people who release their power. Oh, my God. Listen, now I'm really souped. So let me go get ready. For those of you who will, this is for people in Elizabeth. The councilwoman is having the event for Elizabeth. If you're in New Jersey, if you live in Elizabeth, New Jersey, come down to the Embassy Suites by the Newark Airport, and I'll be there, and I'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and we'll see you for something. If we don't see you there, we'll see you somewhere else. Coach Cassandra, what you got? You got anything going today in the St. Louis area where people can come out and see you?
Well, we're planning something real soon for folks. We're going to have them power up right here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
But we're going to keep you posted. Oh, yeah, we got it coming on. And as you know, we're doing the Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow coming to you, I believe, is it April 29th?
April 29th. All right, then.
Last Tuesday of the month.
29th,
so.
March calendar.
Yes. So Marshall and I are planning some things because we're taking Power Your Possibilities around the country. So we're going to be coming to a city near you. We're going to keep you posted. And we are so excited. God is having us partner up with some awesome, awesome people. So keep this radio broadcast all about entrepreneurs in your prayers and the events we have coming up. We want to showcase some awesome people and awesome opportunities, because I'm telling you, the possibilities are powerful. And so stay connected. We're going to get you going. And, you know, soon we're going to even be hooking up with Sister Chitlin. You got to hear. She's a comedian, and she's a lot of fun. So she's going to be on this show real soon. So we got a lot of things coming up. Back to you, Coach Lalisa.
Okay,
yes,
that's it. See you back tomorrow the same time. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes. Thank you. Tell your friends. Bye-bye.
All right. Tell all your friends. A great show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do.